On Tuesdays, we check in with the various school districts in York County. There are four public school districts in York County. This week, we're learning more about what's going on in the Rock Hill School District. We have our superintendent, Dr. Deborah Elder, as well as we have a new employee. This is his second day on the job within the Rock Hill School District, and his name is Kevin Madden, and he is the chief financial officer, and we're going to catch up with Kevin in a second, but we want to welcome both of you back to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Dr. Elder, let's start with you. Let's kind of briefly recap a story that has really captivated a lot of heart and passion in our community, and this is the renaming, or the dedication, that is, of the Welcome Center there at Northwestern High School. It's named in to honor and celebrate Samuel Foster, the school's first founding principal.
Yes, this has been one of the most extraordinary moments in my entire career. Mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, to be able to get to know the Foster family and get to know Mr. Foster directly and hear directly from him the rich history in Rock Hill and the rich history in Rock Hill schools. And it's just helped connect me to my new home in ways that are so meaningful. And carrying that legacy of his work to make sure that every single student had the best education, that every single teacher was supported to give kids the best, way back in the 70s, we can do that too. And so he led through tumultuous times, mm-hmm. and that's leadership. He exemplifies leadership, grace, and service in ways that I only hope to emulate at that level.
And I think it's such a cool thing to see the way that administrators and teachers make an impact, because it was those students that actually kind of spearheaded this whole thing. It was the class of 1975.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's such a special piece that the students, no matter how old they are now, but they were still his students, that they came together and said, you know, he made an impact and this is something we want to do. And I think that's so special.
It's great. So again, the next time you walk on the campus of Northwestern High School, the name Samuel Foster will greet you as soon as you walk through the doors. And if you don't know much about his story, that will be a great conversation starter. Who's Samuel Foster? And believe you me, the folks at Northwestern will know. He is 93 years young. Mm-hmm. He is good looking for 93, and he is just a lot of fun. Go back if you want to listen to the entire presentation of the renaming, of the Welcome Center at Northwestern High School. Go to WRHI.com. We have the entire presentation up on our website. Dr. Deborah Elder, again, is a superintendent for the Rock Hill School District. Recently, the district has looked at a demographic study. Kind of elaborate a little bit on this. Why did the district want to do a demographic study? And what did the results say? And where do we go from here with the results?
Sure. So the demographic study is step one in looking at our facilities. What we know is that 58% of our school buildings are over 50 years old. And so right away, when I first came to Rock Hill, I walked every campus with every principal and started to look around, and I could see that our buildings were not young. They're not young.
They need a nip and tuck, right?
Yeah, that could be. And some are maybe even older than me. But reality is, like, we need to do some work to ensure that every student has the best facilities to learn in. Now, a school is made up of the people, right? And the teaching and learning and the relationships within the school building. But the building itself reflects the value on our kids and on our employees. And so improving our facilities is a high priority. So the demographic study is the first step in that process. So to make good long-term decisions with facilities, we need to know what the history of our enrollment looks like, and based on that, get some accurate predictions of what enrollment will look like over the next 10 years and beyond. And so we did contract to have that enrollment study done. And the presentation was last Tuesday at the board meeting. And then after the board meeting had a work session that was also published. So anybody can see that anytime. What the study showed us is that we can expect over the next 10 years about a 10% decrease in student enrollment. And there are a variety of reasons for that. One, Rock Hill has more retirees. We're drawing more retirees. You know, we have the big townhouses being built. They're 55 plus, right? So while we may be growing in population, that population isn't going to give us kids in our schools. Additionally, the average age in Rock Hill is 49, compared to some of our neighbors that it's about a decade, a little more than a decade younger. Not a lot of 49-year-olds have babies, but, you know, I hope that maybe they start. Maybe they'll start. So additionally, the birth rate, as we know, nationally is down. That is not just a Rock Hill problem. That is a national problem. And average household size subsequently is decreasing. So there are a lot of reasons for that decline, but we need to know that so that we make wise decisions going forward. Next step is looking at an in-depth study of each and every one of our facilities, looking at what the needs are, and then after that, establishing a task force based on with community members, a variety of perspectives on that task force to bring forth recommendations for a long-term facilities plan.
Well, that's always a slippery slope because, to your point, school is inside the building, but the building itself, the school, holds a lot of connections to folks in the community. So the fact that you're planting the seeds now that it could look a little different in 10 years from now, hopefully be part of that conversation, you know, is a step in the right direction, though sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's the reality, right? I mean, you've got to be dealing with what the future is telling you. If that's what the numbers are telling you, you kind of go from there as well. Well, the guy beside you is responsible
it's gonna,
for
it's gonna
this.
Be a huge help with that, right? Yes.
A great project for you to tackle, Kevin. You must be thrilled.
Yes, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yes. Kevin Madden is the brand new chief financial officer for the Rock Hill School District. He comes to the Rock Hill School District by way of York County government. And Kevin, what was it about the job in Rock Hill that you said, this is something I want in my life, and kind of saying goodbye to the county?
Well, I think starts with my roots. I grew up with a school family. My dad was a principal, then superintendent. We started with football coach, science teacher, worked up a superintendent. Mom was a teacher. 10, 11 years ago, I audited, I think, 11 or 12 school districts across state. I'm very familiar with school districts. And in a lot of ways, it was coming home to school districts. And I remember the first conversation I had with Dr. Elder, I was just very excited about the opportunity of working with her to elevate this school district, serve the students of this community. Great opportunity, and at that point, honestly, I was real all in after that first discussion and very excited about what we can do to make the school district the best in the county and state.
Mm-hmm. Kind of walk us through what you're responsible for. I mean, it kind of is in the title of your job, but people might not really understand what more you might have on your plate as chief financial officer.
Things that deal with money, I guess, okay. Is how I do it, very high level. There's a lot of collaboration at the district. What we're going to be working on, I don't think anybody's in a silo. So I'll be touching on a lot of things, but primarily everything with big dollars associated with it, procurement, finance, stuff like that. So mainly making sure the dollars are accounted for and we maximize every dollar we can for the taxpayers of the school district as well.
When you look at the tax dollars, maybe it's coming from the state level. I mean, again, you've worked in government, so you know how that portion works. Do the tea leaves tell you anything what might be coming from the state or lack of funding from the state that districts like yourself are going to have to think how to get creative with the funding mechanism?
The funding from the state is always a challenge. You know, I think the legislatures struggle with that every year. You know, we don't have a vote in that. We have to just deal with it as best we can. But I think the funding will be what it'll be, and we'll adjust accordingly. But again, our goal is to make sure the dollars we get, we spend them as wisely as we can to serve the students of this community and to make sure that everybody's excited and happy about taking their children to our schools in the morning.
And a lot of that has to do with a word that a lot of us don't love, and that's a budget. And so that you will also be a part of that budget. And what does your staff look like as the new CFO of the school district?
I think the finance staff is just coming together. Bobby Barnes did a wonderful job of holding everything together over the last year. Can't thank him enough for the work he's done to keep the school district moving in the right direction. The staff, I think, at this point is at full capacity in the finance department, and we're going to continue to look at that and try to elevate that staff just as we will the rest of the county.
And is this the budget process? Is it already started now for you in the Rock Hill School District?
It started before I got there, unfortunately. Yeah. But I'm trying to jump in. And I spent some time last couple of weeks at the district. But it's going to be full speed ahead to try to put together the best budget we can for the board.
Because you try to have that passing in place before July 1st, right? Is that when your budget year kind of...
Definitely. Right now we're shooting for the last meeting in May.
Last meeting in May.
Okay, okay, perfect. Yep. Okay. Well, that's always a lot of fun. Yeah. So you came at a great time,
well,
Kevin.
Well, it is fun for him, probably.
Yeah, you like numbers.
For people
so,
like us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You prioritize, your priorities are shown in how you spend your dollars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very confident we're going to put together a strong budget that the board is going to be very happy with. And we're going to focus on making sure everybody has input into the budget, and that the community as a whole understands what we're doing and why we're doing it. Transparency is very, very important when it comes to taxpayer dollars. And that's something that is an emphasis of everything we're going to do at the school district.
Return on investment, mm-hmm. and your customers, which are obviously your children and the families, they want to hear that kind of information coming from their chief financial officer and from the school district as well. Again, a lot of these meetings that they have, it is open to the public, and you can go back and watch past meetings. If you ever have questions, I know both of these two individuals, Dr. Elder and Kevin Madden, to our knowledge, will be happy to answer any kind of questions that you might have. If you see something that you just don't understand, just reach out to them. Do not rely on someone on Facebook to tell you. Please, unless it's from a trusted source like Dr. Elder and Kevin Madden, if they said it on their Facebook page. But if someone's second cousin's neighbor told you that's the case, you can be like, huh, let me do some follow up on that. Please believe you me. It will make your life and our lives much easier. Well, Kevin Madden, again, welcome as the chief financial officer for the Rock Hill School District, his second day on the job. Congratulations. And here's to many more successful days ahead for you in the district. And Dr. Elder, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate
it
as well.
Pleasure.